哎呀哎呀，哎哎哎，哎呀哎呀，哎哎哎，
哎呀哎呀，
哎呀哎呀，
哎
哎
哎呀哎呀，
哎呀哎呀。
哎呀哎呀
哎呀
哎
呀哎呀哎呀哎呀
哎呀哎呀
哎呀
哎
呀
哎呀
哎呀
哎呀哎呀
哎呀
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 哎呀哎呀哎呀
哎呀哎呀
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 哎
呀
哎呀
I will never be the same. I touch your grace, my life must change. I will never be the same. I touch your grace, my life must change. I will never be the same. I touch your grace.My life must change.
I will
never be the same. I touch your grace. My life must change.
Aya, aya,
aya, aya,
aya,
aya, aya, aya, aya,
aya,
aya,
aya, aya.
哎呀哎呀
哎
呀Hallelujah. A lot of time the reason why we don't know the potency of a song is because we do not personalize the song. Have you been in a situation where you sing a song and it means as though the song was written for you? I don't know about you, but sometimes songs are seasonal. Have you wake up sometimes and you wake upwith the euphoria of a song, and suddenly a song you neglected for so long a time, now you begin to look for it to find it again. Sometimes you were the one that even used your hand to delete the song, but now you even use your money to download it. Why? Because at that time the song is ministering to you. At that time the song constitutes the substance of the reality where which you are going through at the moment. I need you to understand that there are songs that we call the song of ascent.There are songs you sing in season that grant unto you ascendance into the realm of the spirit. And that is why it's important for people that are called into the office of the psalmist to understand that they are not just called to sing songs. No, they are called to administer spirit, because those songs must sustain the capacity to be able to transport us, to be able to ensure that weak men are made strong. The Bible says by the river of Babylon, right? Is it by the river of Babylon? There they sat down where they wept as they remember Zion.Because somehow they found themselves in a strange land, and they are demanded to sing the Lord's song in a strange land. And the question was, how will they be able to sing the Lord's song in a strange land? It's like when you find yourself in China. I know in China, as everybody saying Fushashu, Fushashua, and then you want to sing the song of your language, nobody will understand. You look like a stupid man. So that was how that was their situation. The song does not carry power. You find yourself in China, everybody is speaking Chinese, and you're wondering, will God even hear you in this kind of place?Because in the church where you find yourself there, their worship is... Have you ever had a worship song of Chinese before?
Yes.
I saw one, it doesn't look born again at all. And I wonder why the people were crying. That was the loss. To me, it was a strange song in a strange land. But to them, it's the song of ascent. And that's the same way. I went to a place, I never knew, I thought everywhere is Nasarawa State. And I went to a place and nobody speak Hausa. So that when I began to raise some of these powerful Hausa songs, that when they see everybody begin to cry.To my greatest surprise, everybody was looking at me, what's this guy saying? And I realized that it's terrible. And I realized how much more what they said, that suddenly they found themselves by the riverside of Babylon. And there they were crying. And the demand of them, because they say, you must sing a song. You don't understand. They were beating them, sing a song. And the only song they knew were the songs of their languages. And nobody will ever understand the song. And for them to sing the Lord's song in a strange land, it was strange. At that time, you need a song of ascent. Whether they like it or not, chanting in Chinese is the same thing with chanting in India. Chanting in Nigeria is the same thing with chanting. So you have to learn how to just chant some songs. I get what I'm saying now. And that was what we were trying to do. But the most important thing about that song is that I cannot be the same. Why? Because I have touched the grace of God and my life has changed. It's one of our confidence in God that no matter how, in this our journey, in this our sojourning, you know, we can never be the same because we have touched something. The reason why you neglected everything to come to this point at this time to seek the Lord and being different from everybody that is in the hostel or everybody that is somewhere just sleeping at this time is because you've touched something. Nobody is just here by mistake. It's a lie. What changes? People that truly change the world, people that really change society, are men and women that have touched something. And one of the things that you touch, first of all, primarily, is the grace of God. When you truly touch the grace of God, your life can never, never remain the same. I don't know about you, but I experienced a tremendous shift in my life the day I encountered the Lord. And that is why I now realize that it's impossible for a man to advance and to serve the Lord effectively well if he has not found the grace of God. And sometimes it's disheartening, it's tiring, it's also weary for a man to actually be going after graces when he has not truly found the grace of God. The first question you need to ask yourself is, have I truly found the grace of God? The grace of God is a supplier effect that enables a man to be helped by God. Except God supplies grace upon you, you can never be helped. You see, the way we pray, and people look at us and wonder, how do we pray? The truth is this, we pray because there is grace. We pray because there is help. I get what I'm saying now. You know, the supernatural mystery upon which prayer is facilitated. Is that Ashe? Wow, it's been a while. I missed you. You now discover the supernatural strength upon which prayer is advanced has to be by the help of God. I need to understand that nobody is praying here by his own strength. And whether you like it or not, we're not going to leave you. Now we're praying as some people sleeping. I saw other people were just checking their watch as though there would be a miracle that the watch would just shift and it would turn to 6 o'clock. And I was just feeling, what are these people thinking? You've never believed in miracle in your life before, and now suddenly every 2 minutes you are checking your phone to see whether the time will just go to 12 and then go to 6. Please, it will not go, please. You know, you don't know about this. Sometimes when you are praying, time never goes. Do you realize that? It's when you are doing carnal things that time will move. When you are truly seeking God, time will never go. It will remain the way it is. So forget about the time. I get what I'm saying now. Just forget about it. When you come before the presence of God, you don't come taking time. I get what I'm saying now. You are not supposed to take time. Mind you, what if God says we should continue for the next 3 days here? Some of you will be our enemies. Do you know that you desire the realm of Moses? Moses faced glue. When his face faced glue, Moses, how many days did Moses remain with God? Okay. You want your face to glow and you just remain for 2 hours and you're still taking time. In fact, the first 5 hours, Moses didn't even know whether he's in the presence of God. Because if you take the tithe of 40 days, it's how many hours? Just imagine how many hours he has to be in the presence of God. So when he came out, his face glow. So it was not just a quick effect. Do you understand? We live in a very fast world now. Everything is fast. Fast food and all kinds of things now. Ladies like Indomie these days. They don't like to cook too. That's terrible. You don't do God fast. If it is God you are seeking for, you must give him time. Is that okay? If you truly want to encounter God, you must be able to give him time. Right? And let me tell you the truth. Whether you like it or not, prayer is a very hard thing for everyone. Is that okay? You have to be able to establish that upon yourself. Don't believe that anybody loves praying. You know, there is a way that we talk it and it looks as though it's very easy. You understand what I'm saying? And that's why I said that anytime you talk about prayer so much and you don't pray, a very big scam. The reason is because you make other people feel very weak. You make other people feel very, you make them feel too guilty. Do you understand? And you yourself, you are guilty and you don't want to feel guilty. Now, somebody listen to my message. I say, Apostle, I don't want to listen to your message. I say, why? Same time, listen, I felt as if I've just offended God. Say, I'm not a sinner, but no, I don't like prayer. I don't like prayer. I said, that's your problem. The truth is this, you know, if I talk about prayer, we talk about prayer, and we don't pray, it's a very big issue. Just like you are trying to tell people to do something, you are not doing it. The person will feel very bad, but you yourself, you are supposed to feel very bad, but you are not feeling because you have death in your heart. You've kind of hardened your heart so much. So what I want us to do is that we ensure that we are not scam. Let us not just clap for ourselves and say, yes, we did 30 hours prayer and truly we never prayed. I mean, have you been in that situation before? I've been to a prayer meeting before. They invited me to a prayer meeting. They put very big hour of prayer. When we went there, I discovered they were just singing and clapping and they were preaching and they were just eating food and everything. I said, wow, this is not prayer. This is party. Even in party, they dance. And I realized that if you continue like that for a very long time, these guys will not survive in God. If we say prayer, let's pray. Now, I saw some people singing song. Let me tell you, I realized that some people used to hide their weakness of inability to pray in songs. When we say pray, pray. When we say sing, sing. When we say sing, we are praying. When we say pray, you are singing. Are you confused? Are you getting what I'm saying now? Please, when they say pray, we know you are filled with the Holy Ghost. Can you exercise it? When we say sing, then you sing. But don't learn that when we say prayer, you are now singing. When we now say singing, you are now... Do you understand? It's confusion. You are bringing confusion in our camp. It's not okay. And the challenge is this. If you don't pray here like this now, I assure you, in your closet, you don't pray at all. I'm very serious. We're in a prayer meeting and somebody say, I don't just like praying with people. I say, you're a joker. You're a joker. You like sleeping. Yes. Because some of you sleeping is rejecting you, but you want sleep to accept you by force. I'm very serious. You know that you don't want to sleep, but you want to force yourself to sleep. It's a challenge. Because right now we say, let's stop praying. Now you now discover that you're not finished sleeping at all. What is worrying you now is a spirit. It's your ancestral spirit that you thought you'd run away from them from Musha. You left them in Musha. And you came to Lafia. You never knew that they followed you to here. I mean, left them in Kadar Kwabe. Where are Yaragu people? That's why I gone. They are here. They are just at your back. I'm telling you, they're the one telling you to sit down, sit down. Well, close your eyes. Are you obeying them? There's a touch of hair small. Just go to that side. I went and saw somebody in that cold. You know, the cold here is normal because all of us are releasing carbon. But when you go to that side, it's only the breeze that are coming from everywhere. I saw somebody hanging there and he's sleeping. So what kind of thing is that? Why? Why? Do you know the funny thing about this? Whether you pray or you don't pray, do you know the time will still come and pass? Just that you'll be a scam because you tell people that you do 24 hours when you didn't do anything. Even 2 minutes didn't pray because the one you did wasn't even in the flesh, although we accept it. So you did 2 minutes. If you are God, will you answer your own prayer that you are praying now? Out of the billions of people in this world that are calling upon God this night, look at the way you are praying. Will you answer it? If there is a queue, they check, you know, there is somehow that in a queue, they check people that are very serious. Have you been to a place and you're in the queue? And there's somebody that is just shouting, and because the person is shouting too much, you don't allow the person to go. It's like that. Sometimes I'm assuring you, you must be that, I don't know how to put it. You must be that rugged and violent when it comes to prayer. All this gentleman, gentlelady thing you do, I don't know why you people do it. That's the truth. I have never truly seen anybody that truly become great in this life without praying. I go to everywhere. I've seen a lot of people. The only difference I have with them is just I'm praying. I'm very serious. There are people that know more than you. The fact they have gone to many school or ministry, they have done everything. But that prayer, they don't have it. And prayer is the only thing that makes a man spiritual. I'm very serious. Do you know a Muslim can know the Bible upside and down? Some Muslims have studied the scripture very well. But the light of it comes by prayer. And that's why we have advantage on them. Do you realize that if you truly pray, your life will change? But do you know that you need just some encouragement to pray? I'm trusting God that in the future, I will pay people to pray. I'm very serious. I will say, David, from today, I will employ you. I will give you 1 million naira, just be praying. But ensure that you must pray 1 million naira prayer. You know what 1 million prayer pray? I will take all your sleep. I will take all your food. I will take everything about you. No, but see, also I came one day, I found this gate man sleeping. The gate man was sleeping. He said, "Oga, What's wrong? The gate man said he's tired. So he felt like she sleeps more. He said, no, I didn't pay you to sleep. I pay you to stay awake at night. If you want to sleep, I sack you. Go, let me employ somebody that don't want to sleep. If you're a security man, you're not supposed to be sleeping. If you're a security man sleeping, then there's no difference between you and me that is sleeping in the house. Who is securing who? One day I wake up, you know, we used to have dogs before. I heard the dog had just eaten food for nothing. One day I wake up at night, I saw all the dogs sleeping. You know dogs who snore? I saw the dogs sleeping and they're snoring. One put his hand on the other one like this. And they were even scratching themselves. I hear that, I say, oh, come on, wake up. They're supposed to stand at wake at night. You know you're in water. I don't know if you get what I'm saying now. Many of you are sleeping too much. You are like those dogs that are so sleepy. See, let me tell you, prayer is going to cost you something. What's your name, sir?
Peter.
Yes, sir. Prayer is going to cost you something. I get what I'm saying? Prayer is going to cost you something. Anybody that told you prayer is lying to you. It's a very big fat liar. Babalola, you heard about Babalola? Now, when they call him to bless food, to just pray for food for people to eat. I know if I'm there, I'll continue eating and forget about him. Because he doesn't really want to eat food. He wants to pray. How can you even come pray for food and you just begin to pray for 5 hours? Because when they say pray for food, Babalola will kneel down. So Oluwa, just know that you're going to stay there for 3 days. Imagine the kind of fast people fast there. I will just open my eyes and continue to eat. I'll eat his own too. Because he doesn't want to eat food. That Babalola that pray and pray, he doesn't like prayer. Prayer is hard for him too. Just that he's helped to pray. He proposed in his heart to pray and he was helped to pray. Do you realize that? And you know the funny part? He did, as powerful as he is, he didn't pray 24 hours in a day. Do you realize that? Jesus Christ took the apostles. Who is better than Jesus here, please? Jesus Christ took the apostles by this kind of time. Eh? You know, among the apostles, among the 12, you know, Jesus had different kind of followers. There is the multitude, there is the crowd, there is the disciples, then there is the apostles. Among the crowd is mixed multitude. You don't even know, maybe a hunter is there, a killer is there. All kinds of Muslim and Christian Hindus are there. Then among the disciples are people that listen to him from far. Then there are the apostles he called that he can send them. His wallet is still with them. They will not steal anything, except Judas actually. But when you give Judas the wallet, just know that tithe will be removed. So I need to know who are the Judas. So I realized that, truly speaking, among the apostles, there are also three that are very close. The sons of Boanerges, they call them the sons of thunder. You have not yet reached the rank of sons of thunder. Those are the ones that they can just decide to call thunder on anybody. In fact, if you match the leg of Jesus, say, should we call thunder on him? Jesus say, no, calm down, please. Maybe tomorrow. Because they can call thunder. I get what I'm saying now. The sons of Boanerges, they had strong faith. These are men of faith. And they are very small among, therefore, they are, I believe they are the smallest among all of them. Peter, James, and John, right? They are the last born. But you know, children have strong faith. That's why children are elders in secret society. You don't know that. And every small child like this is an elder. He can come to church for the past 10 years, and he'll be attending meeting in the church. And nobody will discern. Children, in fact, I have suffered many attacks from small children. Now, big people. I'm very serious. Some of those small children, they have rank. And that's why demonic people believe that when they initiate them, they have enough faith to do anything. A child does not doubt anything. You, because of the way you have walked in life so much, you had a lot of experiences. Man, an average person like you now, if I remove your memory and I begin to play what is in your memory, there's a problem. I learned about the story of one guy that... God, people are very funny. They said the guy swallowed memory card. And somehow he's singing the songs in the memory card. They say they need the guy to vomit it because they don't know what will happen. If you read the file for the video, you start acting all the videos. So your life is like acting. Now I'm basic like this so that we can be friends. Is that all right? Now, many of you say we are very, very wicked. I don't know how wicked we are. Our only wickedness is that we wanted to be guilty of prayers. That's our only wickedness. Sincerely speaking. But we love you so much. That's the truth. Now, I miss you people a lot. You know. Now, while I was out there, when it's time for prayer, I said, stand up, stand up, stand up. And look at me. Who is this person doing? And I just remember, this is not SBI. You know, I asked some people, start going out. People don't like prayer. That's the truth. But you must be able to love the culture of prayer. You must be able to love the culture of prayer. Sometimes I realize that one of our strongest challenges when it comes to prayer is our mindset. Those wandering thoughts and wandering mind. That focus. You need to be focused. You need to be very, very focused. Don't pay attention to all the distraction, the voices that come. That's the secret of prayer. It's not very hard. I'm telling you. When Babalola wants to pray, he truly prays. When Bessie Daosa wants to pray, he truly prays. Men of prayer are men that truly propose in their heart to pray. It's not as if they don't come with certain kind of, you know, there are a lot of things that we, maybe you did not eat today well. Maybe actually you they just inform you that you have not paid your school fees, you know, or maybe there is just some things that you were trusting the Lord for and suddenly you didn't get them. You understand what I'm saying? So you come to the place of prayer and with those experiences and everything, it has the ability to make you not to pray. That's why children are very good in prayers when you truly train them. Because you don't have many things to think about. You like this. An average of you, like I say, if I remove the memory card in your head and we look at it, you are thinking about too many things. Prayer is not even one of it. You are just here, but you are not totally here at all. I'm telling you. So most time, because of the things we have developed over time, our memories are full with so many things. So we find ourselves thinking and wondering with our thoughts when we come to prayer. That is why. Before, you know, I had a lot of people say, you don't have to shout while you are praying. You are a very big joker. You will never pray. You will never pray. This act of meditation, you see, is stronger than shouting. Shouting is very cheap. For you to truly pray and meditate, you need to have mastered the act of shouting and shouting very well. Then you come to a point where there's a shout inside of you that is stronger than you. You know, if you pray very well, even when you try to sleep, your spirit will pray. That's how meditation works. That's the thing that for you to come to that extent, you must have prayed very well. Someone like me, when I'm traveling, I'm always praying. When I'm anywhere I am, I'm always praying. I don't even know how, because prayer is always going inside of my spirit. But for you to come to that level, you must have done the kind of shouting we have shouted like this for many years. But you just begin now and you want to be doing the way we are doing. You're a joker. You backslide. You discover you're not praying. You're thinking about the girl you didn't ask out. You're thinking about the result you didn't check. You're thinking about the food you didn't eat. You're thinking about all kinds of things, the movie you watch and everything. In fact, you'll be in the place of prayer acting a movie in your head again. You have doing flashback. You see, somebody is there. It's a challenge. That's why you need to pray loud. Because when you begin to pray loud, you forget about love. You can't flashback, you flash forward. Why? Because you see, your talking is greater than your thinking. As I'm talking now, you are thinking, me, I'm not thinking. Do you realize that? When you start talking, me, I will start thinking. You stop thinking. So when a man prays, he has to be able to engage his mind. I get what I'm saying now? And engage your spirit. But by the time you are just quiet like that, you now discover that your mind will begin to travel with you to realms you've never dreamed of. Only you find yourself flying with your kenapek. I'm telling you. You ask yourself, landing again, and you're now, it's madness. These are the things that affect people when they come to pray. That's why you must shout when you pray. If you are praying and you're not hearing yourself, I'm assuring you, you will not be truly really praying. It's a different thing if you are communion. Prayer is a different kind. There is communion, there is fellowshipping, there is intercessory prayer, there is supplication, there is thanksgiving. I can be saying thank you, Jesus, for 3 hours, and that's my prayer. But I won't do it when I come here. How can I come? I'm saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Will you use apostle? Are you really, really praying? And I come here, I'm just poor. You know that I'm just sick. Maybe I'm suffering from epilepsy. How can you come leave your room? Why didn't you remain in your room? I'm so tired as you see me like this. I'm very, very tired. But my cousin said I should just rest. I'll just come and preach tomorrow. I say, while I was resting, I said, why will I be resting? If I rest now, if I die, what will I rest again? And I discovered that anybody that will do better than me, I'm the one that is saying it. It's either you pray more than me or you know more than me. And I say, Philip, if I stand up and go and add more prayers. And I realized that no matter how it is, as I come here, I pray. But you that have been eating chingum, eating akamu, eating kose since morning, you still came here again and you are still sleeping in the kose again. That's how your life will remain like that. I'm telling you. Can you be more serious and deliberate about this thing? I know you need encouragement to pray, but you see, sometimes you may never get it. It's the truth. Anytime somebody call me or something, I say, now it's prayers now. Apostle, is there not anything in prayer? I say, you see, that's a problem. Counseling will never change you. When the counseling didn't end on prayer, is a problem. So people get afraid to come. If you come, I'll tell you, have you prayed? If you're not broken, can you now start the prayers? You must ensure that you continue to develop this culture of prayer. If not, you see, as we come here now, all of you are revealing your weaknesses. It's your personal altar you're showing us now. That's how you are. Your house. You are even snoring here when we are shouting. Then what are you doing there? That means in your house, if they carry you, and they put you outside, you don't even know they carry you outside. You don't wake up and discover that you actually sleep outside and you were sleeping inside. When we were in science school, you know, I did government science school last year. When we were in science school last year, we used to be careful of people. When you are sleeping inside, we just carry you in the bed and take you to the bush. I will not leave you there. And in the middle of the night, when you wake up, they will come up to us. You know, sincerely speaking. So, sincerely, you must learn that you need to pray. Hate sleep. Please, hate it. No great man is a man that sleeps on your house. It's a lie. I'm telling you, success is inversely proportional to sleep. Laziness is directly proportional to poverty. I get what I'm saying now. Failure. Any man that you see fail, check his life. He sleep very well. He's very obedient and faithful to the spirit of sleep. It is in the night times that life of destiny of people are deliberated. In the night. Right now, as we are talking now, is a time when they are deliberating about whether if they kill you, if they like to live. You know, somebody sent me a video of a lady that somebody proposed to her and she ran mad. Have you seen the video? Eh? Who has seen it? Some of you are online now. I'm very serious. Instagram. Me, I don't know. Somebody just forwarded it to me on WhatsApp. He said, Apostle, have you seen this? I said, what is it? Is that how witchcraft worked? The person is not from Nigeria. Say, is that how witchcraft worked? I said, well, when you come here, you will know. Maybe you, when you carry one leg like this, they will stop it like this. I was very present when a woman took knife like this to choke her daughter, the hand stopped. I personally was paralyzed before by a small lady like this. And I was inside church. Yes. I threatened the lady, I said, if you don't leave secret society, I will kill you. She said it's not her fault that there's an Asian woman inside of her body that's making her do what she did, because she just killed her father. She's planning to kill her mother. So they failed me and came. They bring me, you know, when you say you're a man of God, they will try you. Many of you don't understand how this thing works. Sometimes it's very dangerous to be a man of God. You don't know that. But there are days I wish I can just be a normal person. Maybe demons will not want to attack me. How many of you receive attack every day here? It's only when you dream, you call us, they don't know how much they dream, they wanted to kill you. You don't know that they want to kill us every day. Oh,
now you wake up.
I wake up again. But yes, there was a night, actually, I had a warfare. In fact, I thought I was dead. They came and tear my body into pieces. And I discovered that I just came back and everything joined again. Just this evening as I was sleeping, sir, I saw myself in an accident and the car crashed and everybody there, almost everybody died or were injured, and I wake up like that normally. And I discovered the only difference between me and them is I'm a prayer man. Prayer is your advantage, though. That's why when you see me come and, you see, the way I am, like, even if I don't pray, you cannot see whether I will not succeed in life. I have prayed enough. It's like there is enough reservoir fuel to ensure that my life thrives now. But I know there will be a limit. Because if prayer brings me to this point now, prayer will help carry me further. I get what I'm saying now. there is an expiring date to a man that does not pray. You will expire. You will not know. And first, when you will expire, you will not know. You just discover that there is no energy. Just like when you refuse to fuel the car, when you are traveling, the car will just stop on the road. It will just stop in the middle of the road. Because it has been telling you, fuel, you refuse to fuel it, to just stop there. I don't know, Stephas is not here. Stephas, I don't know why Stephas like that. Have you followed Stephas before on the bike? Stephas will not refuel the bike until we used to go to all these village evangelists in that time. The thing will be telling you, say, Apostle, I know this fool will not reach us. Then let's put it now. I say, well, let's put it. So if I would say, don't worry. Until the thing will now stop on the way. You know? Yeah? You now start looking for miracle fuel. The other day, he pushed and pushed his sweat. I know me now. I just took my phone and just returned some calls that I did not return. I was just on call for those long hours. He was just pushing and pushing. Yeah. You need to fuel your life. Prayer is the fuel for your survival. I'm very serious. The only difference between you and many people may just be that there is just prayer. Balance everything. Try as much as possible. But never leave that prayer. And prayer does not have many secrets. The secret to prayer is that there is no any secret at all. Every secret you know about prayer will fail you. You know how many people in CAC that cannot pray now? Babalala is from there. They have invited me several times. They don't even know how he did it. They don't know. The thing is that there is no secret. If there is a secret, they will go and read it and start doing it. But there is no secret. The only secret, even if there is just pray. Because the more you pray, the more you get used to it. And the more you get used to it, the more you like it. The more you like it, the more energy is supplied for you to pray. Because the energy of prayer is supplied when you begin to pray. The Bible says the Holy Ghost grant them utterance as they began to. So when you don't begin to, you cannot be given the utterance. Is that okay? Please, you must propose in your heart that I want to pray. I'm very serious. If you don't, you will never. You will never. Please. This prayer will help you. It will help you tomorrow. Huh? I know sometimes we look very, very hard. Like, really, really hard on you when you come to prayer. You know, one day I sat down, I'm like, God, seriously, people are really trying. But when you travel to school, people don't really pray at all. The people, they do all this online praying, all this WhatsApp. I don't battle those things at all. How can somebody organize prayer conference on WhatsApp? You know what I'm saying? Someone want to invite me to prayer conference on WhatsApp. I say, why? Say, can't you look for a bush? Let's go and do it in a bush. Even if you don't have anything, let's go to bush. Let me see the people that are praying. Because that WhatsApp is terrible. Somebody can be chewing gum. Or somebody can be eating popcorn and indomie. And you'll not be typing one emoji of fire. Pa, 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 pa. And you think he's praying? He's not praying. So they are even watching movie in the parlor. They cross their leg on parlor and they are attending prayer conference and they are watching Nigerian movie. And they are not putting emoji or prayer. They will put somebody that say that he's praying. Shagada, gada, gada. You are the one that is being deceived. All those kind of conference does not work for me. That's why if I insist, I will do it. Has to be voice note. So you, whether you like it or not, I will send you the voice note. Because you can be typing and you'll be typing amen, 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 and they're not getting anything. I get what I'm saying. But the problem is that who are you deceiving? You are deceiving yourself. You are cheating yourself. You are deceiving yourself. Seriously. In fact, you know that even you pray or you refuse to pray in this place, you will still suffer. Do you realize that? A good 24 hours old. Whether you watch the clock and there are no miracle that will happen, that 6 o'clock will happen to this time. You must still stay here and suffer. You thank God there's not even mosquitoes here. You will still suffer it and you will not pray. It's 2-0. That's what. That's cool. But do you know that if you truly pray, you will not feel cold?
Yes, sir.
The reason why you're feeling all this cold here is because you're not praying. Is that mercy? Mercy, I miss you, but the way you are doing like this, are you really sure you pray? I didn't hear your voice today. Some people, I don't even know they exist here at all. I'm just saying that now that we have returned back to the flesh more. Some people are even sleeping even in the flesh. Ha! This is serious. Haba. You know that whether you sleep whether you refuse to pray or how, we will not allow you to go home now. In fact, we'll put a watcher in the gate there. As you are going, that place will turn like an ocean. You get what I'm saying? Please try. Propose in your heart to pray, and God will help you. Everybody is feeling the pain, though. Everybody is feeling it. But we just insist because there is no way out. We all are already in it. You get what I'm saying now? And that is why I realize that if I sit down, if I start feeling sleepy, what do I do? If I stand up, I start feeling sleepy, I walk. If I walk, I start feeling. Just ensure that you do something that will make you pray. I'm very serious. So if you now lie down as if you go like this, as if you are praying, you are gone. They are really gone. I'm telling you, they are really gone. How did I know? We went for a prayer meeting. After we pray. Somebody was like, we thought the guy was praying. When we are finished and we have shared grace, everyone is going, the guy said. I knew that he's caught up in his spirit. I said, wake him up. He said, I said, look at you. Look at you. And some of you have mastered the art. You can still be standing and be sleeping.
Of course.
Yes. There are people that are standing like this, but they are sleeping. I'm telling you. I don't know how they used to do it. They balance the center of gravity. They can't go like this. They can't go like this. Abba. It go too fast. Some people have programmed their mouth to be like this. But they are gone. You are cheating yourself. I'm very sure you are cheating yourself. Seriously. You are the one that will not be relevant to. You just keep seeing us going up. You see, we are praying, you are watching. We will keep advancing. A preacher will come and preach and go. Prayer people are the ones that remain and change things. Anything that needs to be changed is changed by prayer. I can teach you something now. The energy that will make you change and do the right thing is not there. You need to pray. I'm telling you. One of the reasons why people know things and still refuse to do it is because there is no energy of prayer. Prayer will force you to obey God. Can you try? Don't deceive yourself. If you sit down, you are finished, you be stand up. Stand up, you are finished, you be move around. If you move around, look for that friend. Hold the person. Seriously. This is retreat. Do you realize it's retreat? Or will you want to finish and not really felt retreated? Do not feel refreshed? Will you tell us the truth? Is that okay? Please, you have to try. You have to. That's why I always insist. I said that every time I will always deliberately let myself know that no matter how much I hate prayer, I still love it. Do you understand? So that's the way you can program your mind to believe something. How many of you have ever hated somebody before? And let me see who are Jesus here. I mean, you've never hated anybody. Well, I hate a lot of people before. It truly takes the grace of God for you to love people. I'm telling you. I mean, those people that stole, the person that stole your last cube of sugar. Have you been in a situation where you have something last and somebody came? I remember that time. We went to school and somebody just came and break our cupboard and pack everything. The person never leave anything. And I wonder, what kind of thief is that? I mean, you thief and you don't even need why you come and steal tomorrow. You steal everything. You know, it's terrible. I hated that kind of person. I remember I had a new phone. I just bought the phone, even a new phone. But well, that time that some of those powerful phones came out, that phone was about 50,000. I just used that phone for just a few days. Somebody came to my room and asked me. I think I was in KB State, something like that. And the person asked me that I should give him cream to rub. You came, I should give you cream. I said, okay, well, cream. How did I get the person the cream? After the person rubbed the cream, he now rubbed my phone too. I tell you, I never imagined that people can be like that. He just took the phone like that to and went. Before I came out, He has calculated his way already. But am I not bigger than that? How many phones do I have today? What will I do with phone? What I need to understand is this. There are things that does not have eternal value. I don't know where that thief is today. I might have hated him by forgiving him. But his life will remain the way it is. I get what I'm saying now. It does not matter whatever you have lost in life. See, let me tell you, the secret of recovery and everything is prayer. Can you truly, really pray? I'm not just talking about this wasting of time we are trying to do here. No, truly, really pray. The Bible says the effectual, continual, heartfelt prayer of a righteous man. Do you feel the prayer? Is your heart feeling? In fact, your mouth cannot even feel it. Your mind cannot even feel your prayer. In fact, your body cannot even feel. Your leg cannot even feel your praying. Even you know you are not praying. That's, you know, that it's just a joke. That's why I said you must confess it, you must believe it. Now wake up one day, I say I will always confess that I love prayers. I realized one day, I say I'm truly a resultant effect of the warfare dimension of prayer. Imagine if people did not pray for us, or we did not pray, or our parents did not pray. Do you think you'll be here? You'll be in party. We are the people from Federal University Life here. You'll be in party. I land there are party halls around there now. Because there are no prayer hubs, people will use, will go to party halls. Please, your life is more valuable than that. Is that okay? I always say you can be a fine girl with demons. You can be a fine boy with what? Demons. Prayer is one thing that will purify your life. Is that okay? See, when you pray very well, there is nothing you desire that you don't get it. You know, these people are looking for power, and they are looking for Babalawo. See, let me tell you. Even Babalawo, there are some realms of power he doesn't have. If I meet Babalawo today, I will tell him, do you want certain realms of power? Come on, let's pray. Just keep your Babalawo, no wahala. Serve your devil, but when we pray very well, prayer will enter your head. Me, I don't care. Do your incantation. Call your spirit, I will call my spirit. Let's continue. If I will hold hands very well. So let's test oil. A realm will come that you will not discover there is power greater than the one you have. See, let me tell you, prayer will unlock every realm of power. Every. There are about realms of power. Prayer can unlock all of them. An average person are functioning up and it looks like the highest perfection. But prayer can unlock every of them. I'm telling you. They told you knowledge is power. It's a knowledge that is mixed with prayer that is power. Not just a knowledge. Go and know something. And if you don't mix it with prayer, it will remain the way it is. I'm telling you the truth. The knowledge that Muslims have that makes it work is the prayer they pray. Because prayer is what brings spirit into it. I get what I'm saying? Please, you must of necessity be a woman and a man of prayer. If you refuse to pray now and learn prayer now, if you marry tomorrow, your house will be prayerless. And the reason why your house is prayerless is because you too, you are prayerless. Why will your life be less, useless, careless, prayerless? Which one is good? Eh? Meaningless. Which one again? Useless. And which one again? Senseless. Hey! Foolishness. Fruitless, countless, worthless. Can't you add something more important? Anything that has less is very stupid. It doesn't look any nice at all. Everything less looks very stupid. Do you understand? Just check all of the things they said now. Please remove that less from your life. Please. A man can be a man that do not pray. Like you can live one day, 2 days and not pray. So when we say somebody is not prayerful, it means that the person do not pray. But you know there's another level called prayerlessness. There is prayerless, but there's another one called what? Some people have entered that one. Check your dictionary now. That is prayerless. Prayerless means you live without prayer. Let's say one day you miss, 2 days, some hours you miss, and no Allah. Maybe we were in the flesh for like 1 hour. After 1 hour, you get up and you not start praying. But some people, even after this talk now, they still remain. Those ones, their own level is. Now you're getting it. That one is demonic. I'm telling you. Now you need deliverance. That's why the prayerlessness is what? The deliverance is what? And we'll deliver you tonight. Prayerlessness is a cause. The only thing that will deliver is the prayer. And you must be delivered this night. I'm telling you. People come for prayer meeting and they still cannot pray. That one is prayerlessness. Because that's where you're supposed to see their deliverance. Deliverance comes by two ways, by prayer and by knowledge. But many knowledgeable people have demons around that require prayer to cast out. Somebody is nodding. Holy Spirit of Jesus. Please bring her back from that level of prayerlessness. What? The Bible says, awake, O thou, from thy slumber. What? God can never live in the prayerless man. God does not sleep nor slumber. How would you have God and you sleep and you slumber like that? What? A man say he want to divorce his wife because she's snoring. that man cannot marry you. You have failed exam. What? I can't believe it. All this atmosphere, you have entered lessness. Oh my God. I can't believe this. What? How? How did we get here? How did we get here? Truly speaking. How? It's a miracle. What? Come for the even here. I didn't hear your voice at all. God. No. We need to do better than this. Please, we need to do better. You know, I'm trying to be as basic as possible. But I hope you understand what I'm saying from my jokes. Please, we need to do better than this. We need to. Please. And we can. You know you can. You know you can. The inability to pray is what we call prayerlessness. The inability. That even when you want to pray, you can't pray. That's why I say it's demonic. When a man is prayerless, it means he lives some time without prayer. But when a man is prayer, when he has entered prayerlessness, it's even when you want to pray, you cannot pray at all. It's a demon. I'm telling you. May never believe it. You need to be deliberate about it. You need to. You have to try. Propose in your heart. There is no too many secrets to it. Just say, I will pray, and God will help you to pray. Anything you need about prayer will fail you. All those secret steps to pray, lock your door, close you, lock your door and sleep. Lock yourself inside, knee down, you do it and sleep. I'm telling you. We told somebody to, if you want to pray, if you cannot walk, some people walk and sleep. I see people that are walking and sleeping. You are walking and walking like this. Is that not sleeping? That's sleeping. That is walking. So that one is CF9. You tell people to kneel down, they kneel down, they see sleeping. With the pain on kneel down, they kneel down, they see sleeping. We tell somebody to kneel down on stone. Isn't it Joseph, Jacob that now slept on stone? That's Philip. Anybody, not statue, my brother. Anybody, anything can become. In fact, a man that is less in prayer, anything, he can still do the less. Just propose, just say you know what I mean by you will pray. Like be intentional that you want to pray. Not that we are trying to give a formula for you to pray. No. Even if I say stand with one leg like this, some of you will stand as you sleep. So just insist that you will pray. See, if a man wants to pray, even in an atmosphere that makes him sleep, he will still pray. But like I said, you need encouragement to pray. If I say, if anybody that remain here praying after the 24 prayer hours, we are going to give the person 10 million. Do you know you will not live here?
Oh my.
Hey, you now see grace will come for you to pray. And that grace is not from God. Because the grace you are having from God, I'm not using it. That one is grace from 10 million naira. Money have grace, so respect it. I'm telling you. There was a woman that was about dying. When she heard that they just gave her 50 million, she wake up. Yes! The woman came back to life. Why? Because she don't want to leave that money for other people to eat it. Please, you can propose in your heart that you want to pray, and you will pray. If you say you want to pray, you can never be deceived not to pray. Never. When you propose in your heart, God is going to help you. After then, you cannot find all those posture. All those posture to now begin to manipulate so that you don't sleep. If not, you are gone. I'm telling you. Do you know if you propose in your heart to pray, even if you lie down in the bed, you will still be praying? Like if you lie down in a very good, not all those bed that is strong. Somebody bought me a very big bed like this. I thought it was a big bed. I never knew that all these beds, as big as they are, you bring pain everywhere. I mean, you know those kind of bed that can really, they massage you. I enter one car, the car was massaging me. I said, wow, that was like 3 years ago. It was one of these, if I don't want to tell you how much is the car, now I enter it, a billionaire car. It was massaging my body. I was surprised. Because that's the first time entering that kind of car. So you can still sleep in that kind of a bed. They call it water bed, right? And I'm telling you, you will still be praying if you want to pray. Some of you will stay in AC environment and you start sleeping. Maybe this breeze is AC for some people. Please, you have to propose. Mercy. Say, I will pray. Don't just, if you propose, you pray. Okay? Right? Then, like we always say, prayer is what? Innocent. Whether I like it or not, prayer has not done anything wrong for anybody. Everybody is against it. Everybody is angry with it. Prayer is what? But you must be guilty of prayer. You can never charge prayer to court. If you go, prayer will win you. Because later you still cry for prayer again. When problem hit you, you will still cry to it again. And it has forgiven you. Okay. So I decide that prayer is innocent. I believe in prayers. I love praying. You see, Daddy Chapman did some damages to young people. I love that man very well. But you see, psychological books have to be read carefully. Many psychological books as what made a lot of relationship fails. We are not compatible. You are sanguine. Me, I'm choleric. Your temperament is this. Me, I'm this. The lady have never complained to the day she read that book. Family was living very well until she now read what Karatka said. No wonder. This is how I am. They now start the psychology. But if you are not led by the Spirit of God, you now discover you are aligning to a weakness. Because what the psychology will point to is their research. They will point to your limitation and your weaknesses. Every man has a weakness. All of us have been helped by God. You now neglect the help of God. You focus on psychology. When did you start trusting your mind? When was the last time you trusted your mind promised you anything? The last time you trusted your mind, you slept very well. In the place of prayer. So you need the energy of God to help you pray. So I decided that, apart from all those love languages, many of you tell us that your guys do not love you. Why? Because the guy did not do what? Is it Gary Chapman? What that man name? That man said that he should do. That he should buy you a gift. And he should have quality time for you. He should do what again? He should give you attention. He should carry. And all of those love languages. Young ladies, your love language should be prayer.
Okay.
Any man that prays loves you. Even if he doesn't buy a gift, he's buying his spiritual gift. Yes, if your husband is praying, if he doesn't buy a gift, don't worry. Yes, he loves you in the spirit. And it's better he loves you in the spirit than in the physical. Faith, please, you must ensure that prayer should be your love language. When you see people that pray like this, love them. Don't come to the place of prayer and you're angry with us. One day they came to where we are praying. Say, ah, what are people doing like this? They say, we are praying. Say, wow. Say, wow. See, did we do anything wrong to God that we are crying? Why are they hitting themselves? Why are they hitting the wall? Did I not pray? Say, no. See, they are looking as though they are mad. Say, wow. If prayer is her love language, you'll be guilty. Please, you must make prayer your love language. Can you? Do you understand what I'm saying now? Try. If prayer is your love language, you will love it naturally. You must also ensure that you agree to pray prayers. What I mean by that, you learn prayer by praying. Don't come here and you are looking for, just pray. When you start praying, you learn it. I propose in your heart that you will keep on praying. And agree to yourself that you will be a man and a woman of prayer. And also tell yourself that I will continue to pray. I will pray for a living. I will become prayer. What I mean by that is that you will become prayer personified. You will be guilty of prayer. Tell yourself that you have been sentenced to prayer. Tell yourself that if you die, you will die praying. And mind you, like I've always said, nobody has ever died in the place of prayer. No matter how you try to prove us wrong, you will never succeed. Even if you succeed, we will still win you later. How? Of course. Just try to die now. If you die now, we'll lay hands on you. If I lay my hands, you don't wake up, my cousin will lay hands. Hey, sorry, thank you. I appreciate Pastor Sam Juwakabo. He's the one that drove me. He came to my house, so we drive in. Thank you so much, sir. Imagine if you refuse to wake up after I lay hands, my cousin lay hands, Pastor Juwakabo will lay hands, Jonathan will lay hands. In fact, then all these other people will lay hands. If all of us lay hands on you and refuse to wake up, we'll look for cold water. Very cold water, chill one, will pour in very well. You refuse to wake up, we'll dig somewhere in the middle of this place this night and bury you. And go and tell your parents that you died in the place of prayer. They should be very happy. At least they are going to make history. The first person to die in the place of prayer is not a good history. Now, what are you telling me? So we still win you later. Because we'll meet in heaven. And when we meet there, you won't tell her we'll kill you by praying. Because it's express. No matter how you sin, you are going straight. Are you know what I'm saying now? I mean, if you truly pray in the spirit, if you pray in the flesh, you know, we told you we accept two kinds of prayer here. The one in the flesh and the spirit. If you die praying the spirit, you go express to heaven. But if you die praying the flesh, well, so you will not see us where we are going to be there. Beware at the bus stop. Or you ask us for water. So please, I just needed you to understand basically that, please, there is no any secret to prayer. And a lot of time people want to hear the secret of prayer. Please, we have talked so much about prayer, preached so much about prayer, but it doesn't have a secret. The simple secret I've known is that propose in your heart to what? Pray and go to it. And nobody has ever died in the place of prayer and you will not die. Just decide that you will pray and you will pray. The Holy Spirit will help you to pray. The only secret is that if you propose to pray, the Holy Spirit will help you to pray. That's all. Is that all right now? And whether you like it or not, if you refuse to pray now, you pray tomorrow. Whether you pray now, or you refuse to pray now, I know tomorrow you must pray. Situation and challenges of life will force you to pray. When Jesus Christ was talking about prayer, he said, when you pray, he didn't say if you pray. In the book of Luke, right? When they say teach us to pray, he said, when you pray, and I always say, if English mean anything, when you pray and if you pray is different. If I say when, what's your name, sir?
Thomas.
Doubting Thomas. You may doubt me. What's your name?
Jemima.
If I say Jemima, okay, Jemima and Thomas. If I say when you pray, or when you come to my house, and I say Jemima, if you come to my house, what's the difference? The other one is probability, the other one is assurance. If you come, is probability. When you come, it's definitely, it's assurance. And Jesus said that you never see if. It's only been keeping to the kingdom. If I be lifted up, I will draw men. So you like, preach. If you like, don't preach. God will still use another person. But prayer, when you pray, because the challenges of life will force even a man that don't believe in prayer to believe in it one day. So you either join us today very early, or tomorrow you come and learn the way of prayer. You don't need to know the kind of message I receive from people every day. The people that have neglected prayer, the people that hated us, that used to see our post on prayer and get angry. Today they are coming like Nicodemus at night. How can we pray? Why? Encounters. Devil is dealing with them every day. And finally, they discover that how are these guys living life superior? And it's prayer. And when they come, I'll say, well, I go and start praying. Let's say Apostle, I say start for 4 hours every day because you have carry over a lot. Just start for 4 hours every day. So Apostle, I say just start, just lock yourself inside, off your phone. I know me now, I'll not suffer them with messages and books. I say don't call me until I've listened like 10, and maybe I'll read like 3 of the books. Now they'll start suffering. What they are running away from, now they are. You will pay back in tears tomorrow. That God you are refusing to seek now, tomorrow you live for him and cry. I told you, I watched a video of a lady, somebody proposed her. As he just finished proposing to her, suddenly she ran mad. I was surprised. That's witchcraft. Very witchcraft. Where's Agyalegu people? One of my friends called me. He says, one lady ran mad there. Oh, you don't know. Somebody know. I'm surprised. Somebody, a lady ran mad. Very okay for you, ran mad. I'm going to go so that we run mad together with her. But let me rest first. Okay, you are thinking that psychiatric. I will follow her to psychiatric. Maybe we'll free many more people there. But let me let you understand that the only difference between me and them is prayers. There is nothing. They may know the scripture more than me, but when I go there, I'm going to bring the possibility that lies in prayers. Why? There's a gift that comes with the love language of prayer too. So please, as we begin to pray again, try, force yourself to pray. We have prayed for almost more than 6 hours now. We still have 6 more extra hours. You know, before we used to pray 24 hours straight. Now people say we are wicked, so we try to balance it. 6 hours, is it 12 hours teaching, 12 hours prayer. But still you want to sleep now, and you want to sleep in the teaching session again. You will not succeed. The Lord God of heaven will fight you. The God, our God, was like, will judge you. If anybody closes his eyes now, he will see himself going to hell. He will come back and start praying. If you close your eyes and sleep down, you see nightmare. You see people chasing you with cutlass. I'm telling you. Remember that time, we tell somebody, pray, the guy refused to pray. One day he tried to sleep as he was sleeping, he had a terrible encounter. Somebody wanted to kill him again. When he came, say, please, when is that prayer again? When is that prayer again? I said, it's next week. Next week, next week. Let's go now. You see? Now you have an encounter. This is don't wait for the devil to give you emergency situation. Please, make prayer your lifestyle. Can you rise on your feet? We are going to start praying. Please, don't be afraid of prayer. You will not die. Seriously, this time will come and go. In fact, I may be angry that maybe eating some more time. Don't try to tell you the secret of prayer that does not even exist. There's no secret. I'm telling you, there's no secret. The only secret is that pray and God will help you. There's no secret. When they say, just begin praying, God will help you. I'm telling you, all of you that are feeling cold, it's a lie. It's because you are not praying. I'm telling you, if you are truly praying, you remove all this, your clothes, you are putting. If only you agree, you are going to pray more than me. This came from Dubai. You want to put it? See, I need you to know that truly speaking, God can help you if you truly really pray. Is that okay now? God can truly help you. All this behaving like okra soup that you're doing, you have to stop it and start behaving like which soup again? Egusi soup. Please. Is that okay? When we say pray, all this you are doing, no. Please, you must be able to. Please, try. You are not going to die. What were they to give? Adonai, Adonai, Yahweh Elohim, you are the King, you are the King,
and you reign forevermore.
Adonai, Adonai, Yahweh Elohim, you are the King, you are the King,
and you reign forevermore.
Adonai, Adonai, Yahweh Elohim, you are the King,
you are the King,
and you reign forevermore. Adonai, Adonai, Yahweh Elohim, you are the King,
you are the King,
and you reign
forever.
Adonai, Adonai, Yahweh Elohim, you are the King,
you are the King,
and you reign forever. Adonai, Adonai, Yahweh Elohim, you are the King,
you are the King,
and you reign forever. Adonai,
Adonai,
Yahweh Elohim, you are the King,
you are the King,
and you reign forever. Adonai,
Adonai,
Yahweh Elohim, you are the King,
you are the King, and you reign forevermore.
Nina so Zamaka Mauka
Zamaka Mauka
Inasu Zamaka Mauka Zamaka Mauka
Koda Dunia Takimi Inasu Zamaka Mauka.
Dunia
kuda dunia takini inaso zama kamalka
kaini allana
kaini allana kaini allana mere yesu inaso zama kamalka
Kaini Allana,
Kaini Allana, Kaini Allana, Mere Yesu, Inaso, Zamaka Malka,
Inakuo,
Inaso, Zamaka Malka,
Zamaka Malka,
Zamaka Malka,
Zamaka Malka.
Zamaka Malka,
Inasu,
Inasu, Zamaka Malka,
Zamaka
Malka, Zamaka Malka,
Zamaka Malka,
Zamaka Malka,
Koda Dunia,
Koda Dunia, Tachini, Inasu, Zamaka Malka.
Kaini Allana,
Kaini Allana, Kaini Allana, Mere Yesu, Inasu, Zamaka Malka.
Don Kaini Allana,
Kaini Allana,
Kaini
Allana, Mere Yesu, Inasu, Zamaka Malka.
Baba Soko da ikonka chika ni
ruhunka.
Baba Soko,
Baba Soko da ikonka chika ni
O Baba Soko,
Baba Soko, da ikonka kachika ni
O Baba Soko,
Baba Soko, da ikonka kachika ni.
O Baba Soko,
Baba Soko, da ikonka kachika ni.
O Baba Soko,
Baba Soko, da ikonka
Baba Soko,
Baba Soko, da ikonka kachika ni.
So can we just open our mouth and pray? Like I told you, no more secret of prayers. Propose in your heart to pray, God is going to help you. If you want to feel cool, you will feel cool. If you want to give us expression to prayer, you will give it expression. Ensure you are saying something. That's very important. Ensure you are saying something. Ensure you are saying something. Don't just be quiet. If you are quiet, your mind will overpower you. Your mind will drive you to places you don't want to go. Babelaina kubaleda barato leda babakwaska bariala babanda baska balatu askatete. We call this a prayer retreat. As such, we must have to retreat. We must retreat. We must. Shaba bela kumbes, mambela kuta bela telaka baska tavelaita. Raba banda kwaba bela tulaba kwaska brata babule de kaba kwaska badiala da baskata. Maram baske, maram baske, maram baske. Laiba bando bakwata barada baba la kwata baska brata baba la tulaba kwaska dia. Raba beta kwaska brata baba la tulaba kwata badiala babaskatea. Mind the Bible, mind the Bible, mind the Bible, mind the Bible. Abam betwa bakwata baba radu leta bakwana kabas kabla taba bala tu laba kaskadea. Rabam beta babu lete. Zabanda baba kwata baba latu laka baba kwana kaba bala tu laba kwaka tabas kabariala babaskata. Ram beta kwaska bele tele bakwata bariala baba kaskatete. Rabeta kwa. Ebe nai babu zelebe dash. Raba bala baba na babas kabra da baba na dula babas katad. Bainda baboske. Bala bai ba kwata baba na tula baba da babas kabra da baba na dua. Bamba babai, bainda babai, bainda babai, bainda babai, bainda babai. You don't need an acknowledgement to pray. You don't need a sound to pray. You don't need a microphone to pray. No. Baba. You only need the Holy Ghost to pray. As such, you must pray. Banda baba kwaska bela tete ya. Bada bai, bada bai, bada bai, bada bai, bada bai, bada bai. Mamba babai, mamba babai. Bala baba damba kwaska bala taba kwata bala baba la kwata baska. Banda bakwa taba la baba kwa na bala ya la babaska ta. Ega bai kwaba, ega bai kwaba, ega bai kwaba, ega bai kwaba. Bando bakwaska bele kwada babaska barada baba na dula bakaska te. Banda baboske bekwate. Bala bakwaska bele te, bakwa da bakwaska bala dia. Agrabata baska brada baba la dula bakwaska ska. Marabanda baska brada baba la dula bakwaka da baba la dula baboske. Minda bakwaska bala tamba kwaska baba la dula bakaska. Apetai bai, apetai bai, apetai bai, apetai bai. Mara banda baba shkaba la baba la baba da baba kwa na badia ta. Ewa bambe dai babanda bai la bamba la baba shkaba la bai. Prayer is your responsibility as a believer. You don't have to feel like it. You don't have to like it. You just have to do it. Manda baboska belatete. Babu leka bakwanda balagwa kwaska baladia. Barabanda babalagwa daba banda baba kwada babalada babaladia. Manda babalada bakwanda babalada baba waska de. Bans can bay, bans can bay, bans can bay, bans can bay. Akabalekwa, Babaria Kwandabas Kabala Babanda Kala Badas Kaba, Araba Bala Baba Nababas Kababala Lava Bala Babua, Banda Babas Kabala Bamba Bada Kwanda Babaria Lababa, Bide the Baboy, Banda Baba Kwaskabala Babandabas Kaba, Arabe Benaska Benda Kwadabala Baba Kwaskabalia Rababas Kuda. Why Banakwas Cabella Dula de Bacascade Baba Baba Daba Banda Baba Dula Babacasca and Baladia Baba?
Not die praying, you will not die praying. Why are we not kill you? You will not die praying. You will not die praying. Pray, pray, pray. No one has ever died. No one has ever died praying you. You will not die.
Baba lai, baba lai, baba lai, baba lai. Baba la, baba la, baba la, baba la, baba la. Baba la, baba la, baba la, baba la, baba la, baba. Baba 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 Bala babai, bala babai, bala babai. Aja bala bai, aja bala bai, aja bala bai, aja bala bai. Bala babala babala babai. Bala babala babala babai. Bala babala babala babai. Bala babala babala babai. Na kaska bala dia. Bala babala kaska de de bes. Bae 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 bae. You will not die, you will not die. Baba la baba, baba la baba, baba la baba. Baba la baba, baba la baba. Prayer will make you stronger. Prayer will make you stronger, my friends. Walla baboske. Walla baboske, walla baboske. Walla baboske. Walla baboske. Walla baboske, walla baboske. Manda baboske, walla babua. Baba balla babala babuaske, dedeleske. Baba da 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 baba
Ba 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 ba